şeyleri baksana, bu bizim topraklar hepsi yanmışlar.
Look around you. You can see for yourselves. All the land you can see to your left and to your right has been burnt. That's what they call a security zone. Everywhere you can see, there were vines, and all our vines have been burnt. Even the houses that were on this land.
Faik and his wife are on their way to Diyarbakır city because she is ill, although he's the one who gets to ride on the donkey. He points at the mountains where the army and PKK fighters exchanged fire recently. The military then dropped incendiary bombs from helicopters, like the one flying overhead now.
I have no work, my children don't have work. I have four sons and none of them is working. We have no possessions. We're looking for work. If you have any, employ us.
Faik tells us to stop pointing our microphones in the air in case the troops think we are aiming weapons at them. Although the PKK declared a truce shortly before Sunday's election, the military didn't stop its offensive. Mohammed, a local farmer, witnessed the latest fighting in the area.
2 days ago, they bombed the mountains. 10 times. People went to see what had happened and they found the bodies of 8 fighters. They took the bodies to the martyr cemetery and buried them there. 24 hours later, the army arrived and placed mines around the cemetery and set them off after leaving.
And the military haven't been too fussy about the effects on the civilian population, perhaps in the assumption that they are all Kurds and probably support the PKK. Mohammed's village, Sishe, has been the scene of military offensive against the PKK for 3 decades. If the local people weren't sympathetic to the guerrillas when they started, they are now. He advises us to go to the cemetery. There might be fighters up there, he says. At the cemetery, a porta cabin is being installed amidst the twisted metal lying on the ground above the graves. The families of some of the youths buried there have come to be human shields to protect the graves. We're told to wait for a spokesperson, and soon a young man arrives. He takes us to the other side of the cemetery. No photographs of him, we're told, and shows us the ruins of the mosque destroyed because the soldiers claimed weapons were hidden inside. Some of the 228 graves here name the place of death as Kobani, the Syrian town the Kurdish militias have seized from the Islamic State armed group. Sensing that the young man is not just a representative of the dead fighter's relatives, we ask whether the PKK ceasefire will continue after the election.
That depends on the attitude of the AKP. If the AKP says it will continue to fight, then obviously the PKK will defend itself.
He gives his age as 22. With just a short break, the war has been going on for all his life. How does he feel about that?
There's been war for years and years in this region. Now we know that we can't solve this problem with weapons. Whether it's soldiers or guerrillas, in the end it's blood that's spilt. We want this bloodletting to stop.
A banner hangs over the ruins of the mosque. The marble graves shine white in the autumn sun, and Turkey waits for peace. Tony Cross in Sishe for Radio France International.